This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are job cuts, and there are companies that announce plans to cut jobs. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas keeps a monthly tally of the latter, and there's news just now these layoff announcements surged in January. A combined total of 45,100 jobs will eventually go, including many jobs from the supposedly screamingly hot world of technology. John Challenger is CEO of the company that commissions the survey.
Yeah, interesting, because technology is such an area of job growth, and yet it also sees a lot of volatility. That was second in January, cutting over 6,400 jobs. That was up 146% from the previous January. Some of the cuts came from companies like Intel and EMC, both of whom are shifting their business strategies to react to the new mobile technology.
New York-based EMC Corporation is big in cloud computing, but most of the announced layoffs are part of a trend we've been tracking in recent weeks, retailers like Target, Sears, Macy's laying off after the holidays.
The cuts that occurred in retail came from two sources, both structural cuts, but they looked at their store operations and cut unprofitable areas of their businesses post the holiday rush, but also tens of thousands of workers year in and year out leave their jobs. They've been hired during the holiday season from October to December. And then when the season's over, they go back to their full-time jobs. Often these were second jobs. And those jobs really literally disappear once the season's over and come back in the following year.
The government's monthly tally of employed and unemployed comes tomorrow, a report that experts say could be distorted by the weather and people falling out of the labor force after their unemployment benefits were curtailed.